Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Background Darren, Donnick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game on this Friday morning here in Nashville. Looking forward to our next guest. John Ciambi is on the line with us. Of course, it's baseball on ESPN. And man, I wish we were talking about some games with him right now. John, good morning. How you doing?
Good. What's going on, fellas?
Well, we're doing the life as everybody else is doing.
Yeah, right?
Up in like a four-hour radio show, 5 days a week with no sports.
I'm on 68th Street in New York City, and it's just like it's a ghost town. I'm over by Central Park, and it's I'm literally on the streets of New York City out, and there's think about it. Normally, it would be cars and stuff honking, and there's nothing happening.
It is like that. Like you've painted an incredible picture when you just think about a Friday morning in New York City. And I mean, we've experienced obviously in a lesser degree, but obviously Nashville has blown up the last 5 years, and downtown is always hopping. And if you go downtown right now, it's exactly what you just described. It's just a ghost town.
Yeah, it's super quiet. It's weird. The way I describe it is, if any of you guys have ever been to New York City and there's been a pretty significant snowstorm, it's a cool thing in terms of there's a quiet and a calm in the city, and this is like the snowstorm without the snow.
Yeah. Well, ironically, the wife and I do an anniversary trip at the end of June and early July every year, and we try to do a little baseball theme around it. And this year's trip was New York City. We're going to see the Yankees and the Cubs and the Giants and the Mets.
Oh, wow. Oh, gosh.
I know. Hit both stadiums, which the new state, we went the last year of both Shea and the old Yankee Stadium and hit both of those stadiums. Right. And then we haven't been back since the new stadium. So that's what we were going to do. Obviously, that looks like a pipe dream at this point.
Yeah, I would say so. I think I'm somewhat hopeful that there will be some baseball, but it'll be really limited. Would be my best guess. I think the biggest thing is, you know, from a fan standpoint, I feel pretty, you know, strongly. I think it's going to be a while before we see games with fans in the stands. I think that there's going to be a significant gap between, you know, there's the conversation of when is sports going to come back, but then when are the fans going to come back? And I think, you know, that there are two different gaps, and they're both sizable, between how long till sports comes back and how long till we can go watch sports. And it's a while, man. It's going to be a while.
Yesterday, John, on this show, the three of us admitted that before the show, we were watching live baseball in Taiwan. Yeah, that's where our life is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So totally. How much do you think we're going to pay attention, and how much do you think Major League Baseball and all professional sports are going to be watching what's going on elsewhere? Because right now they are the only live sporting event for us to maybe figure some things out on our end.
Right, but you got to remember that Taiwan did an incredible job of, even with, if you consider the population base, if we had done what they had done, I want to say less than 1,000 people would have died from coronavirus relative to our population. I think there's like 23, 25 million people in Taiwan. So they nailed it pretty good. They put themselves in a position where, you know, they were able to do this. So you know, it's not so simple. They were hyper aggressive, got testing and also, you know, did a lot of contact tracing and stuff along those lines. So, yeah, man, you take it any way you can get it. It's weird seeing baseball without fans, though.
Yeah.
It's odd.
Well, you're the perfect guy to ask because we really didn't know the answer yesterday. Your play-by-play guy watching that yesterday. One, I admitted I was surprised. I didn't expect it to be in English, and the broadcast I was watching was in English. Is that normal, or was that because of the unusual circumstances? Do you know the answer to that?
I don't know the answer to that. I think it's because of the unusual circumstance. I'm pretty sure, but I'm not 100% certain. I haven't asked anyone specifically what the thought process there was, but I had somebody ask me the other day about doing games without fans, and I pointed out I did do the Marlins in '99 and 2000. So, yeah.
Close, right?
That's right.
And how weird. Well, that's a good line, by the way. In all seriousness, how weird is it? Like, have you tried to envision, like, truly, you know, whether it's cardboard cutouts like in Taiwan? I don't know if we're going to do that over
weird.
Here.
I think I've talked to players and managers who, look, the first week or 10 days will be excited just because sports is back and so are the players. But once it settles into like week three and there isn't that jolt of energy from the crowd, it'll be weird. And to some extent, we'll have some type of effect, like, and not a good one, but it's the way it has to be. I mean, if any of you guys have been to spring training and you go check out, like, you know, a B game and they're letting Mike Trout lead off every inning after, I mean, that has all the energy of, basically the street that I'm on, you know?
John Schaube is with us, baseball announcer for ESPN, a very, very good one. John, do you think it's plausible? I mean, when you have discussions with your people in your circles in baseball and the whole idea of Arizona, Florida, I know there's a lot of troubleshooting going on and you have some time to work out some of these things, but Can you see yourself in that atmosphere, in that bubble, and this happening?
Well, if it's safe, sure. But I think here's the biggest thing. It's so there's nothing happening right now. It's so weird to talk to managers and general managers, and they're just like us. They don't have anything to do. There's nothing changing about their rosters or anything. And the one thing about, you know, look, Jeff Passan, who does an amazing job for us, this isn't his responsibility to guard a story. But I would say he broke this story when it was just a thought and not, you know, all the things that we're sitting here kind of poking holes in. Yeah, they don't have answers for those things because they haven't figured out whether this is really an executable plan. You know, my point is where I worry is on the margins. How far are you going to quarantine, and is it fair? So, like, okay, guys are going to stay in a hotel. All right, fine. Who's cleaning the hotel? And are those people being quarantined? Are we really going to pay them $10 an hour, you know, to go wash the, you know, the rooms and the people doing room service? And are we really going to make people stay away from their families for 4 months? That seems a little bit unreasonable for what we're going to be paying them. I think there's a lot to work out. Also, it's, you know, memo, it's hot in Arizona in July and August in the middle of the day. You know, those fields get rock hard. There's a ton to sort out. And, you know, take it back. Look, you can't give an entire league wide-scale testing before you give, you know, access to every person on this street or in New Orleans or in Detroit or in Nashville access to a test if they want them. You know, like the backup second baseman of the Diamondbacks shouldn't have greater access to a test so that we can make sure he can get on the field as opposed to, you know, an average citizen. Like, they both need to have equal access to a test, in my opinion.
Yeah, we've got a long way to go in the testing. There's no question. And John, I think your perspective is important because where you sit, you know, and if you watch any news, people know this, right? I mean, you're in the throes of it. Everything around you in New York is a lot different than it is in Nashville, as it is in, you know, Atlanta, Georgia, or just pick a spot anywhere in the country. I mean, New York might be a little different. So your perspective is important, I think, for our audience to hear because you're seeing it a little more up close than a lot of us here.
Yeah, it's scary. I mean, I think, you know, it's not as scary a time, but yeah, we had a 2-week stretch where it was scary. And I would say, I mean, look, I'm careful, but on a daily basis, you had that. I'm not a naturally anxious person, but I would have the daily, okay, did I just touch that and did I sanitize my hand fast enough? And, did I touch my face, my mouth? I don't think I did. Yeah, stuff along those lines. Just scary, man. And there is a lottery ticket aspect to this thing that's really weird in terms of, look, for the most part, they've been right with as it relates to older people and people whose immune systems are compromised. But there still are these, you know, outlier cases of like people who are in 40 to 50 who are otherwise healthy who just die from it, and they haven't really figured out what the deal is with that, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. And it's enough of a thing where people are, I still think that not everyone gets that, yeah, if you end up with the winning lottery ticket, you could die from this thing. And I don't know, it's scary. I've never seen a city like this. I mean, September 11th, it wasn't like this for such an extended amount of time.
Well, John, if you're looking, hey, a car goes by. Okay, that's a good sign.
Hey, car.
John, if you're looking for something to do other than watch Netflix and movies, I think you can appreciate this. I'm in a simulated baseball league. The computer runs 3 games a day.
Wow.
We selected our favorite teams, 70s and 80s players only.
Yes.
So these are a bunch of scribes and stuff. So we wake up every morning like we did as kids.
Can I come on more? I'm gonna come on more. We'll do a regular. Talk to me. Tell me. I want to hear.
Okay. It's called What If Sports. So the next go round, we'll get you involved if you want to be in there. We'll expand the league.
Sure.
And so
I'm in.
You'll be happy to know that Rod Carew from 1977 is leading the league with a .464 batting average after 31 games. These are the things that give us our baseball fix right now.
That's what I'm talking about. I love it. That's great.
All right, I'm gonna put you on the list. Cool. We're gonna get you in when we reset the league because I feel like we'll play a whole nother season before we actually see a baseball season.
Oh yeah, I need to. You know, it's funny. I have my uncle lives down there, same name, John Chombi, and but I haven't gotten a chance to go. I did some college hoops down there, but I haven't gotten a chance to go check out a Vanderbilt game and obviously minor league baseball. And I have a that sometime in the next 10 years we're going to see Major League Baseball down there as well.
John Chombi is with us from ESPN. You hear him on ESPN radio and television calling baseball games. So as we have this conversation about, let's say they go through the plan of putting everybody in Arizona or Florida, and you're approached by your bosses about doing games, but they say they want to have as little media there as possible. So you're going to have to do it from Bristol remotely and call games off a monitor. Do you see a scenario like that?
So I'm not sure. I do think this, that remember that if this is still entertainment, right? So like it's not, I know it's competition, but it's entertainment. So if the fans aren't there, then you're playing these games so that they can be on TV. So my guess would be you'd want to be producing something, you know, that connects with people and is better, that would likely not include people, you know, calling it, you know, remotely that way. I have done stuff like that. It's been a while. I think I called the 1986 World Baseball Classic from like a broom closet in Bristol, and it was actually the Far East. So it was China, Chinese Taipei, which is what Taiwan goes by in baseball. I can't help you with that. China, Chinese Taipei, Japan, and South Korea. But I will tell you this: I do think that. And I'm completely talking out of school, but my guess is for this year, they probably won't do as much of that. They'll do some, but I do think that this is going to lead to, from a cost-efficient standpoint, it's going to lead to more of that, like saving money, people calling games remotely, so on and so forth. I do think that, so whether it's now or coming up, unfortunately, that's what you're gonna see. And I understand it. I just would tell you, look, for me, part of why I think I do a good job is I love prepping and interacting with the players and telling stories and getting stories off the interactions with the players, and that becomes more difficult, and it's limited if you're not there. But if that's our choice, I'm in. I like calling baseball,
We've had some fun talking about games that we've been watching, the old games that they've been showing across the different networks, and moments that we remember. So you've called a lot of games in your day. Do you have one that stands out of it that's memorable, top of mind?
Let's be clear. I am so tired of me. I swear to you, I've been on so many podcasts and I've asked this question a lot, and I don't know what it is about the way my brain works. But I don't have, a moment. I will say, somebody asked me when, give me the moment where you feel like you made it. I would say two things. One would be, I get to call the All-Star game in 2010 on national radio. So, if you want to watch the game, you can watch Joe Buck. If you want to listen to the game, you got to listen to me. And that's it. And I thought that was cool because I grew up listening to Scully and Harwell. I did get to call Roy Halladay's postseason no-hitter that same year, and there are only two of those, so that's pretty cool. I got to call Alex Gonzalez walk-off World Series homer to tie the World Series at 4, and then calling Game 5 of the World Series, the Red Sox clincher in 2018. I guess those would be the ones that jump out, so I gave you 4. How's that?
John, as we wrap this up, you kind of snuck that in there. So you believe, we've obviously had a lot of discussion about Major League Baseball to Nashville. In fact, Dave Stewart, the ownership group, and others that came and sat down and talked with us on air about it. So you think in the next maybe 10 years there will be MLB in Nashville?
Yeah, I just think you hear it too much. You hear people saying Nashville, Portland. I think there's a bust. I think you are gonna see it. I think it would be, look, I'm all for markets that are hungry for baseball where they like it. It's one of the things that's I live in New York City. They really love it here. During baseball season, I'll walk down the street and I would on the block that I used to live on, there were all these doormen, and at a certain point, they would pop out and ask me baseball questions, and so like at a TV or the movies. And Boston likes it obviously a ton, St. Louis loves it. I like the places that really like it, and Nashville would seem to fit into that, so that would be cool. I just hope we have baseball this year. That would be fun, but I want it to be done responsibly and safe,
No doubt. Hey, thanks for doing this. Really good to talk to you. Continue to be safe, and we'll talk down the road.
All right, you guys as well, and thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, enjoyed the visit. John Ciambi, baseball on ESPN. He does a really good job. I'm sure all the baseball fans out there listening, you know what we're talking about. We will come back. More of Darren Donick and Chase next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.